From KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us, and we talk about what they're working on. I ask them what they're planning to do in the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Maddie Mollico. Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday, Maddie.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
What do you do at the U of A?
I'm working on elucidating some things about a CRISPR system. A lot of people have heard about CRISPR because it's big in the gene editing world. It's a really, really important tool for changing up DNA, but I'm sort of starting at square one. CRISPR is actually an acronym. It's C-R-I-S-P-R, and that stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, which is just a descriptor for the kind of DNA that you'll see in the CRISPR system genome.
A palindromic repeat?
Just means it's the same forward or backward, like Taco Cat. The short palindromic repeat part is actually telling you what the CRISPR system can target. So that's the cool thing about CRISPR. It's sort of like a very primitive bacterial immune system, where once upon a time, a virus came and infected the bacteria, and to get rid of the virus or to remember it for next time, kind of like our memory T cells do, the bacteria can incorporate part of that virus's genome into its own genome, and it becomes a target for its CRISPR system. So in the DNA, you see everything to encode all the proteins you need, and then some little hints about the targets for the CRISPR system. The actual CRISPR system itself is just a collection of proteins that can cut DNA. So it recognizes that target, and then it cuts it when it sees it. Because when that bacteria's great-great-grandfather saw this thing 6 days ago with bacteria lifespans, it encoded it so that its future generations could recognize it. It's become a really important tool for gene editing because CRISPR works by just clipping DNA. And when DNA is clipped, it can't replicate. But people have been able to engineer that so that we can make our own sort of designer DNA. The person that was really responsible for this work is Dr. Brian Smith. When he was a PhD student in Dr. Baltris's lab, he was working mostly on this megaplasmid. He saw that there was this CRISPR system there, and he didn't have much time to figure out if it was active or not, but he noted it in his paper. And so when I started this project about a year ago, I just sort of picked up where he left off. We can see in the genome, but we haven't quite gotten it to work yet on targets. So that's what I study. And the unique thing about this CRISPR system is that it's on a plasmid. Unlike just a regular chromosome, like a main bacterial chromosome or just the 46 chromosomes that you and I have, a plasmid can be shared between bacteria just by horizontal gene transfer. So basically, it's like the bacteria set up a bridge and then they can trade genes. It's like if I could just, you know, touch your arm and then you could have my eye color. So they can trade it back and forth, which means they could, in theory, send this CRISPR system to other bacteria in their vicinity. So that's why it's important, because in theory, you could have one bacteria start with it and then all the other bacteria could pass it back and forth. As far as we know, it's the first fully encoded type 1F CRISPR system in gram-negative bacteria on a plasmid. So yeah, it is unique.
And it can be beneficial for agriculture.
Yeah, and who knows if there's uses beyond agricultural. You just have to take it one step at a time.
What do you plan to do in the future after you graduate?
I have just finished applying to vet schools. So that is the plan for next year, is to go and get a Doctor of Veterinary Medicine degree in the next few years.
Well, best of luck to you, Maddie.
Thank you.
You ever listen to music, Maddie?
I do listen to music, although lately I've been listening to a lot of podcasts more than music because I just like to hear other people's voices, I think. But my music lately, I've been listening to a lot of Nirvana, a little bit of Pearl Jam, that sort of thing.
Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.